WEAF, New York, 8:30 p.m., BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time. Bulova, gift of a lifetime.
Pack of Avalon cigarettes, please.
Yes, sir. Just a moment, sir. Don't forget your change. You'd never guess, but Avalon's cost you less.
So why not always travel on with Avalon?
Good evening, friends. Good evening. This is Del King saying welcome to Avalon Time, featuring radio's red-headed ragamuffin Richard Red Skelton with Dick Todd, Edna Stillwell, Bud Hercules Vandover, the Four Puffs, the Avalon Chorus, and Bob Strong and his orchestra opening the program with The Man with the Mandolin. Pay more for your cigarettes, but you can't get finer quality than Avalon's. Avalon's are union-made from extra-choice, extra-select Turkish and domestic tobaccos, blended to perfection. That's why you'd never guess Avalon's cost you less, 3 to 5 cents less per pack than other popular-priced brands, a saving that means many, many extra dollars for you. Friends, take advantage of Avalon's. The cigarettes that give you both outstanding quality and real money-saving economy. Try a pack tonight. And now, friends, we bring you that great party man.
Mm.
Not the present head of the Democratic Party.
No.
Not the nominal head of the Republican Party.
Oh.
But the pumpkin head of the Halloween Party.
Yeah.
Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, Del, I'm no jack-o'-lantern.
You're no jack-o'-benny either.
Yeah.
Come on, let's get going. Say, that was some Halloween party last night.
Yeah.
By the way, who was that old codger with the gruesome makeup who kept kidding about borrowing money from everybody?
That was my uncle. He didn't have on any makeup, and he wasn't kidding. Say, speaking of gruesome people, Del, who was that girl you were with last night? Woo! I thought the wicked old witch was dead.
Oh, listen, Red, what was wrong with her? Why, do you know she was a debutante who just came out?
Yeah, what from, an apple? I'm just kidding, Del, though. We really had a lot of fun, didn't we? Edna Stillwell and I showed up at the party without costumes, but they took care of us. They gave Edna a Minnie Mouse costume, and they gave me a Mickey. Then we dug for apples. You know, when my turn came, it was right after my uncle's. And on the third try, I came up with an apple and an extra set of teeth. The older folks got kind of tired of losing their teeth, you know, every time they bobbed for those apples. So they went out in the kitchen and started bobbing for applesauce. Good old Halloween with a frost on the pumpkin.
And corn in the script.
Yeah, and the sponsor's in the client's booth listening to the drip. Oh, gee, we really had a lot of fun, though. I'll never forget. Oh, we were going out last night and play some pranks on those midget houses. But there's a new rule in our neighborhood, no tipping. Oh, but you know, I think they carry this scaring business too far. Why, this morning, this evening, rather, when I stepped into the studio, everybody yelled, boo.
Ooh.
Oh, look what came in. Dick Todd. Say, how'd you enjoy my party last night, Dick?
Fine, Red. I wasn't there.
Oh, the little man who wasn't there. Well, what's your first number tonight, Dick?
Cinderella, Stay in My Arms.
Well, all right. Give, give. Sing it, Dick.
My arms, Cinderella, while the clock is striking, I'll hold you at the stroke of 12. Don't run away. Oh, can't you hear my heart? It begs you to stay in my arms, Cinderella. Maybe I'm that fellow, Prince Charming. Since I met you, I've had one desire, your wedding shoe placed next to mine. Midnight of midnight, and so divine, Cinderella, stay in my
Todd singing Cinderella, Stay in My Arms.
Now, wait a minute, Skelton. What do you mean, girl stealer?
Well, you took Edna Stillwell to dinner last night, didn't you?
Well, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it? You paid her check. Now, every time I take her to dinner, she'll expect me to do the same thing.
Well, you don't have to worry. She's crazy about you.
Ah, go on. You're just saying that, ain't you?
No, I'm reading it.
Yes. Well, I'm crazy about her. You know, I'd do anything she told me to. I'd even drink a cup of tea with rat poison in if she told me to.
What do you have, cream or lemon?
Little cream. Oh, how are you, Edna? Say, speaking of rat poison, where's that brother of yours? He's supposed to be here. What a publicity man he turned out to be.
That's a nice way to talk about brother. And after him booking you into that club.
You mean after him clubbing me into that booking? Boy, what a joint. A nightclub.
Well, what's wrong with a nightclub, Red?
Nothing, Del, but it's a little embarrassing going to work through a manhole.
Through a manhole?
Yeah, you bend down, you knock three times. If a rat answers, that's the place.
Yeah? Well, don't let brother know you aren't grateful for what he's doing, or it'll break his heart and your neck.
Yeah. He wouldn't dare.
Howdy, sis. Hiya, Stooge.
Stooge? Listen, what's the idea of booking me into that alleged nightclub?
Why, what's the matter? Don't you want to get someplace in the world? Ain't you got no ambition? You want to spend the rest of your life being a hey cigarette girl?
listen, brother dear. I'm a high-class entertainer. I'm a comedian of the first water. What are you laughing at?
For the first time in my life, I know what jerk water means. Listen, Skelton, I stepped in here to tell you about my latest publicity stunt.
Oh, it ought to be good.
Now, Monday at the club, we're going to have 10 rounds of boxing, see? Yeah. Now, that's where you come in. Perfect. You're going to offer to fight anybody in the place.
Oh, that's what... Who, me? Oh, no, brother, not in that joint. I'm not challenging anybody. Why, the other night I sneezed and somebody started to say Gesundheit. And somebody shot him between the Gesund and the height. Besides, I don't know much about fighting. What I do know, I'm going to keep to myself.
Well, I got that all fixed, see? Yeah. There's an athletic trainer coming over who'll teach you to fight in 10 easy lessons or 1 hard one.
Yeah. Well, I ain't going to do it.
Oh, now, look, Scout, I wouldn't steer you wrong. You're my bread and butter.
Yeah, but you're trying to get me killed for a little meat and potatoes.
Well, you'll be there.
Okay, what have I got to lose besides a few teeth? And now, folks, being an old donut dunker myself, I'm anxious to find out what the 4 pubs have to say about donut dunking. Okay, get going, you old dunkard.
About the pixelated sisters. But did you hear what the pixelated brothers said about Avalon cigarettes? Well, they said...
We smoke Avalons all the time.
Yes, we smoke them all the time.
Mighty fine cigarettes.
Oh, yes, very fine cigarettes.
We save lots of money with Avalon.
Oh, yes, we save lots of money with Avalon.
But we don't care about money. We're pixelated.
You said it, brother. We're nuts.
Now, friends, if you care about money, if you want every cent of your hard-earned money to go as far as possible, switch to Avalon cigarettes. Avalons are guaranteed highest quality, but cost 3 to 5 cents less per pack than other popular price brands. A very worthwhile saving. Why not give Avalons a trial tonight? You'd never guess they cost you less.
Say, you sound very good tonight, Delmer.
Thank you, Richard.
Ain't we silly calling each other by our maiden names? Say, Del, has my trainer got here yet?
No, he hasn't. And say, listen, don't tell me you're going through with this publicity stunt.
Certainly.
But, Red, you're not strong enough. You haven't got any muscle.
Who hasn't got any muscle? Here, I'll take off my coat. Just feel a muscle in my arm.
Here?
No, up a little higher. That's a mole.
There. I've got it now. Oops! It got away again.
Well, nobody's going to talk me out of this fight except me. Besides, I've already hired the trainer. He should be here any minute. How do I know? Maybe it's probably him now.
Boy, he must be tough. He cracked the door.
Yeah.
He must be a regular killer.
Yeah, come in. Gee, I'm glad you got here. Well, are you the physical trainer?
Well, I ain't the physical wreck of the Hespera.
Thank you, Lee, the fight trainer.
Oh, my goodness, yes, Mr. Skelton. And you know, when my fighters go in the ring, they just simply ooze with pep, vim, and rigor, Marta. Why, didn't you ever hear of my slogan, Mr. Skelton?
You have a slogan, Herky?
Oh, yes, indeedy. He who fights and runs away has learned to fight the Herky way.
But, Herky, you don't have the physique of a fighter.
Oh, haven't I? Why, Mr. Skelton, you just take a look at me. Here, look at my tummy. Just notice those big rolls of muscle.
Yeah, those rolls look a little doughy. Say, look, do you really think you could train me to fight, Hickey?
Why, listen, why, I'll teach you to biff them, bop them, bust them, and bury them.
Well, I think I've changed my mind about the lesson, Herky. We got to do our playlet now.
Mr. Skelton, you pay attention to me. Now inhale.
Hmm?
Inhale.
Oh.
Let me see you inhale.
Look, Herky, it's getting late. I got to act. Would you like to see me act?
No, I'd rather see you inhale first. Now I'm going to give you a real bodybuilder. Yeah. The Hercules combination.
Okay, but make it snappy, Herky. What are you going to do?
Well, oh, you just love this combination treatment, Mr. Yeah. Skelton. You see, first I take your right leg and I put it up over your head like this.
Now, take it easy. Ooh!
Now I take your left leg and I wrap it around your head.
Ooh, ooh, now wait a minute. Take a laugh for a minute.
You look so cute, Mr. Skelton. You look like you're wearing a snood.
Say, look, Herky, get me out of this, will you?
Now, take it easy, panty waist. Let's see. I turn this foot this way. Yeah. Oh, no, I turn the foot this way.
Oh.
Now I put you back in shape again.
Yeah, it's about time, but I don't like this combination treatment.
Oh, for goodness sake. My goodness, I can't get you undone.
What's the matter?
I forgot the combination. Well, I guess this will teach me not to twist torsos. Yeah. Why, it makes me think twice about physical culture, and this is really teaching me an awful lesson.
Yeah, but what does this teach me?
Same lesson. Fight!
Hey, somebody get me out of this forget-me-not, will you?
Quiet, Skelton. That's your lesson in physiology.
Oh, gosh. While I'm unlearning it, Dick Todd and the Avalon course will sing, "There's a Gold Mine in the Sky.
There's a gold mine in the sky, far away. We will find it, you and I,
some sweet day.
There'll be clover just for you
down the line.
Where the skies are always blue, hell of mine.
Take your time, old mule, I know you're growing late, but you'll pasture in the stars when we strike that clay.
And we'll set up there and watch the world roll by. When we find that long lost gold mine in the sky,
far away,
we will find that long lost gold mine. And we'll say hello to friends who said goodbye. When we find that long lost gold mine in the sky, far away.
And now again, we present our slice of life, a short sketch about things that really happened. And tonight's playlet is about a lady barber. You set the scene, Del.
Okay, Red. The time, 8:00 in the morning. The place, a small hotel somewhere in your hometown. Edna Stillwell cuts herself a small slice of acting in this playlet, and Red Skelton is in there butchering, too. So on to the hotel. Front boy, listen.
Hello, Broken Arms Hotel. Yes, this is the room clerk. What? You did?
What's the matter, Pop?
The Admiral up in room 302 found the city of Flint.
Yeah? Where'd he find it?
On the map of Michigan.
Yeah.
Say, Bud, ain't you the fellow who's down here to give Mr. Drinkin a transfusion?
That's right. Transfusions are my specialty. Here's my card. When you want a transfusion, don't ask for... just ask for corpuscles. Ask for Skelton's corpuscles. They're good to the last drip.
Well, what are they? Cincinnati Reds or St. Louis Blues?
No, they're zombie white.
Gee, don't it make you weak giving transfusions?
No, don't bother me a bit. Besides, I like it down here on the floor. Say, by the way, is there a barber shop in this wildlife refuge?
Yes, right through that door is Edna's Choppy Shoppy.
Oh.
Yes, she's a good barber. Of course, she's a good barber. Edna and her mother run it.
They do?
Why, for 2 bits, she'll make you look like a new man. So what can you lose?
Yeah. When I grow up, I'm going to resent that. But look, tell me more about this lady barber. Does she put a bowl over your head?
Yeah. But in your case, she'll probably just use a coffee cup.
Yeah. Well, I'll be in the barber shop if the hospital calls about that transfusion. I'll take the call in there.
Okay.
Come right in. You're next, little man.
Yeah.
Say, you're new around here, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in town to give a transfusion.
Well, it's good to see a strange face.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you're pretty.
Surprised?
Yeah, when the room clerk told me that the barber was a lady, I expected to find somebody that looked like she'd made up the beds at Washington slept in. Say, I'll bet you do a big business in this barbershop.
You're my third customer.
Today?
No, just my third customer.
Yeah.
Well, what'll it be, Bud? Shave or a haircut?
Well, I know I'm going to hate myself for this, but I'll have a shave. Once over, politely. Say, do you have an ashtray around here?
Oh, sure. Mother?
Yes, Edna?
Will you bring an ashtray?
Oh, a customer.
Yeah.
Here's the ashtray.
Thanks a lot, madam. Gee, it's a funny-looking thing. This ashtray looks like a nickel-plated ear.
It is. Yeah. Edna got that from her second customer.
Yeah? What happened to the first customer?
Shh. We never speak of him anymore.
Well, I don't suppose he does much popping off himself. Say, tell me, what happened?
Well, I was shaving him, and the radio was on,
yeah.
And just when I got to his throat, the voice of experience answered my letter. Yeah. Do you want soap on your face?
Yeah. Say, what are you going to do, shave the whiskers or just rub them off with your knuckles?
Well, if that's the way you feel, I'll use a razor.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I use Mandy's laundry soap? I'm saving the wrappers.
Oh, no, go right ahead.
So, by the way, how's your physical condition?
Oh, fine.
Oh, that's good. Well, Edna, just use a local anesthetic.
Yeah. Hey, wait, I just remembered something. I got to go mail a letter or something.
Oh, no, you don't. You need a shave, and I need the experience.
Yeah. And right after you shave me, you're going to need bail money.
Here, hold your head back, and I'll lather your face. Ooh. Well, what do you think about the Cubs' chances next year? I think you're right. Absolutely.
Hey, I got soap in my mouth.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, nervous?
Yes, her doctor says it's St. Vitus, but it's really just her nerves.
Oh, dear, I am nervous. Look, I just got the razor strap in, too. Isn't that a scream?
No, but this is. Let me out of here!
Oh, no. Be a brave little tomboy. Yeah. Why, she's got the soap on your face. You might as well go through with it.
And besides, it'll be all over in a few minutes.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Gee, I hope this razor doesn't pull.
You're going against the grain.
Oops, I nicked you.
Oh, wait a minute. You did? You nicked me? Where's the mirror?
A little.
Oh, there. Oh, well, that's not so bad. I always wanted a pug nose anyhow.
My, but you have pretty dimples.
Pretty dimples? Funny, I didn't have them when I came in here.
Here, puff up your jaws. Yep. I want to get at the corners of your mouth.
Okay.
What's that funny noise?
Oh, it's nothing at all. I just sprang a leak in my left cheek.
Well, don't worry about it. We do vulcanizing free.
Oh, that's fine. What? See, almost saved for the bell. I think that calls for me, I hope.
I'll answer it, Mother. Hello? Mr. Skelton? Oh, yes, he's here.
What? Oh, this is Edna, the lady barber. Yes, I just gave him a shave.
If that calls for Skelton, listen, I'm supposed to go over to a hospital and give a guy a transfusion so he won't die.
Yeah, that's what they just said.
Yeah.
But there's been a change of plans.
You mean I'm not going over to the hospital and give the guy a transfusion?
No, he's coming over here to give you one.
I need it.
Millions upon millions of people will tell you you're money ahead when you switch to Avalon cigarettes. You see, Avalon's cost 3 to 5 cents less per pack than other popular price brands. Yes, 3 to 5 cents less. And bear this in mind. It's not just the saving on one pack, but it's the repeated and consistent saving on every pack you smoke that totals to many, many extra dollars every year. But without knowing, you'd never guess Avalon's cost you less. They're guaranteed unsurpassed in quality. Friends, you have everything to gain. Give Avalon's a trial tonight.
Well, Del, there goes another 30 minutes with dear old Avalon.
Yes, it sure
hey,
has.
Skelton, where do you go after the program's over?
Well, Roger, I have a little hideaway up in the mountains.
Yeah, I know, but how do you get out of town?
In a big armored... Oh, what's this? Good night, everybody. I'll see you next week. Goodbye now.
Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed our show, and be with us next Wednesday night at this same time when the Brown & Williamson Tobacco Corporation will again present Red Skelton, Dick Todd, Edna Stillwell, and the entire gang in Avalon time. This is Del King speaking, reminding you that during the week when you ask for Avalon cigarettes...
Don't forget your change.
So why not always travel on with Avalon?
Yes, you'd never guess, but Avalon's cost only 10 cents plus city or state tax.
Attention, pipe smokers. No matter what you demand from your smoking tobacco, we can match it and we can top it with Sir Walter Raleigh. Sir Walter Raleigh is the quality pipe tobacco of America, the largest selling pipe tobacco in the Army, the Navy, on American college campuses, Yes, everywhere you find men who know and appreciate quality smoking. Sir Walter Raleigh is certainly worth a trial, gentlemen. Get a tin tonight.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
WEAF, New York.